Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another cigar video review for Cigar Federation. Today we're going to be reviewing another Cuban cigar. This happens to be the second in a series of release, the first one being one of my favorite. It's the La Cepcion. It's a Cuban cigar. This is an exclusive Italian release. You can see on the band, Exclusivo Italia. The original one was probably my favorite Cuban cigar of all time. It's not cheap. I think in the secondary market, they were going for well over $500 US a box. They're very, very tough to get. I don't think you can get your hands on these anymore. The original release, I should say, not these. But it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal cigar. I was very happy to have a chance to smoke it and review it. This is the follow-up release. A little bit about this release. You can see it's quite a bit smaller. The original release was a 6.5x38. This is a 5x48. So this is a significantly larger ring gauge, but a shorter length. It's going to be produced in 4,000 number boxes, 25 counts, just like the original 25 count, and it comes in at 15 euros, which works out to about 21, 22 US, roughly. About the same price as the original. I think the original on the secondary market was going for about, you know, well over $30 US by the time it was all said and done. Regardless, excited. So this is the La Cepcion Don Jose edition. Announced in 2015. I don't think it actually hit the market until early 2016, but I'm excited to review this. So I'm going to get to nosing, get to lighting, start talking about the flavors here. So I get, of course, on the nose, the wrapper, immense Cuban tobacco smell. If you smelled Cuban tobacco, you know what I'm talking about. There's just great sweetness there. Maybe a little bit of cedar, but very subtle. Tiny bit of spices and hay in the foot. Maybe very faint chocolate. That could be my imagination, though. It's very tough, very subtle. So we're gonna get cracking here with the lighting and the cutting and the smoking. So I'm gonna use my single torch here, making sure not to scorch the wrapper. It is a nice warm day today. There's no issues with wind. There's no issues with cold. Shouldn't be any issues with humidity. Sometimes I find my Cuban cigars up here in Canada. Some real issues with the humidity in the wintertime. So you light a cigar and it can very easily crack. Cuban tobacco tends to crack quite easily in Calgary. Fortunately, I overdid it there, kind of touched the wrapper up a little bit, which I shouldn't have. Should be good here. I'm going to use my single V-cut. Creamy first third, initial impressions, but draw is extremely tight. So tight, I might make a second cut here. There's tons and tons of resistance on the draw. Lots of creaminess. Very sweet to start. I'm going to let this settle in, and we'll check back in. So I'd just like to send a shout-out to a good friend of mine who will remain nameless, who sent me this cigar for review. Coincidentally, also the same person who sent me the original La Cepcion for review and ended up getting me hooked on the La Cepcion series. So thanks very much. You know who you are. Very much appreciated. Very generous of you. Retrohale's got a little bit of chlorophyll to it, some spices, a little bit of trailing cedar, some chocolate. Very rich. Very interested to see how this settles in for the first third. So I'm only a couple minutes in here, and the flavor profile is definitely settling in on a very creamy, rich chocolate. Not strong, not overpowering. It's like somewhere between that thin line between a light plus and a medium minus. So it's definitely not as strong as the original La Cepcion. You know, we've just started barely a quarter inch in here. So at about the 20-minute mark, first third is really settled in. It's that creamy chocolate. Not much else. I'm not getting any other spices, not getting any other flavors at this point. So hopefully there'll be more that develops in this first third. So one of the things I haven't talked about on reviews before is what do you do when a cigar is really tight? Even if you've made a second cut, still not opening up, you can use a draw poker, but I find oftentimes a draw poker doesn't do much. It's moving tobacco along. It doesn't really create looseness within the tobacco itself. So what you do is you can gently roll the cigar, slightly pinching it, but you got to be careful because it's very easy to crack the wrapper. So what I've done here is I've rolled the cap where you can feel this cap is extremely tight. They've overfilled this tobacco for sure. You give it a nice squeeze to sort of loosen up the tobacco, and it has worked. The draw has opened up significantly, and as a result, I'm getting a lot more spices in the retrohale now. It's a more interesting smoking experience. So I'm going to give it a couple more sort of rolls here just to see if it'll loosen up a little bit more. But again, you have to be very, very careful because you don't want to be cracking the wrapper, especially near the cap. So in about the 25-minute mark, after rolling the cap, loosening it up a bit, I am getting some spices in the retrohale, sitting at about the medium minus, so same strength level as the chocolate. Neither one is overpowering each other. The spices do linger nicely. Based on the first third, I mean, this is a pretty fresh cigar. It's only 2015, so it's tough to say how these are going to fare with age. The original La Acepción Italia edition, much more complex. Now, again, when I smoked it, it had at least 4 years of age on it, 5 years of age on it, so it's not really a fair comparison. So far, I would not put these in the same category as the original release. Coming up on the 40-minute mark, really no other flavor profile changes to report on here. Still that creamy chocolate, a little bit of spices in the retrohale, kind of combining together. They're about equal strength. It's good. I'm enjoying it very much. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in the middle third. Moving into the middle third here, chocolate is intensifying a little bit, so it's stepped up to about a medium level. There's still some creaminess, a little bit of pepper coming through now. Very, very light. It doesn't come through on the main draw. It hits you sort of at the end of the draw, post-draw, and just kind of sits there and lingers. Coming up on the 50-minute mark into the middle third now. Only other note I can pick up here is some cedar coming through at about a light plus. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, still lots of rich chocolate with some creaminess, finishing with a little bit of light pepper and cedar mixed in for good measure at about the halfway mark of the middle third. Passing the 1 hour mark, the chlorophyll is back. Not very strong at about a light plus, but adding some other flavors into the mix here. Now our 15 minute mark, getting into the final third here. There's a little bit of sourness going into the last third. It's very light, still the same profile. Really nothing else to report just yet, so we'll see what happens in the final third as it settles in. Wrapping up the review of the La Acepción Don Jose Italia Edition 2015. Not a lot to report in the last third. There wasn't a lot of flavor transitions. Possibly this is a cigar that could be very, very good after a couple years. I would say it's good, but it certainly doesn't live up to the original La Acepción Italia Edition. But again, that's not really a fair comparison because you're comparing a cigar with quite a number of years on it with one that isn't. Appreciate you checking out another Cigar Federation review. I'm John, the Cigar Surgeon. Make sure to check out a written review at cigarfederation.com. If you like our reviews, give us a thumbs up, toss us a comment. You can email me at surgeon@cigarfederation.com. We'll see you next week.